Welcome to Guy Talk, baby. We're
Let's go. Happy Friday, buddy.
Dude, happy Friday, man. I'm glad to be here.
It's been a long day for you, huh?
Yeah. I'm still director of Hype, capital HYPE, but I think today I'm a little bit on the lowercase side. It's been a long, long week and a very long day for me with just the working world, life of software sales, and last day of the quarter today, and I'm happy to be here. But listeners out there, I'm sorry if I'm not the hypest man on the planet tonight, so bear with me. But I'm just really, really happy to be here because this is good for me. I need this.
Yeah, no, I'm glad you're here, man. You hit me up earlier and kind of apologized for, hey, my energy might be a little lower than usual. And I was like, dude, never apologize. Just be yourself. I actually had an amazing day, so I'm feeling like really, I'm riding high. I had some amazing phone calls today that are Guy Talk related. So why don't we jump into that? We'll jump into kind of recap from last week, and then we've got, today's going to be kind of a special episode. No guest on site here, but we have four very special guests from the community. Shout out to you guys who have submitted video submissions. Will's got on his phone, so we'll dive into that in a bit.
Super excited for that. But man, yeah, let's recap. Like, you know, let's talk about last week, coming off the podcast with Sam, and then, you know, you got to go on the plane the next day.
Yeah, so I think the listeners,
I know, but I'm glad we're going to go do it again and grab some dinner and, and I'd love to just kind of like, you know, how have you been since the podcast? Like what you've been up to, what's been going on. Let's give our listeners a little bit of a recap of what the life of Grant's been going
on. Yeah, for sure. So I feel like I've been riding a huge wave of momentum since the podcast. You know, we left here with Sam, I don't know, 8:30 p.m. Friday night last week. And the next morning I get up and end up meeting him around like 1 o'clock at Hula Hut, off the river, just south off of Lake Travis. He tells me, meet at Hula Hut. You know, there's easy parking there, all that stuff. And I said, okay, well, cool. Are you going to come drive and get me and then drive me out to Lake Travis where we get on your plane, your seaplane? He's like, oh no, they've got like marina, or they got boat docks there at Hula Hut. I was like, okay, cool. So I had no idea what to expect other than I'm showing up and he's picking me up at Hula Hut. Well, sure enough, I show up there. I could hardly find a parking space at Hula Hut. It's a Saturday afternoon.
Packed. It's beautiful
weather. Yeah. Insanely beautiful weather, but it was just a madhouse there. And so I'm like fighting shoulder to shoulder trying to get through Hula Hut to get out to the boat docks. The boat docks themselves, like the ramps to get down to the boat docks, are just packed. And there's people just like clearly going out on some kind of big party. Sure enough, at the end of the boat dock is one of those double-decker boats, you know, that's loading up at this time. And right next to it is Sam's seaplane. So he didn't even have a boat slip to tie up to. He was like tied up behind another like speedboat, and people were like yelling at him like get your fucking plane out of here.
No,
he told
way.
Me afterwards that the captain of the double decker boat got on the megaphone and was like, get that fucking plane out of here. I was like yelling at him, and so I'm glad I showed up when I did and didn't make him wait any longer. But once we, it was crazy. And
you think people would be like, this is sick.
Yeah, right. And a lot of people, everybody else was, except for like the captains, the people who had boats there and everything. And I get it. It was crazy busy.
Yeah.
And Sam acknowledged after the fact that like probably wasn't the best move to come to a very crowded like bar restaurant on the water on a Saturday. Lesson learned there. But dude, it was sick. We get in the plane. You know, we basically like taxi out. So he fires it up. We taxi out. And then he's like, all right, well, let's see if we can find an opening in the water. And so we're basically just driving around the water in this plane, waiting for enough boats to clear a path for us to take off, right? But again, it's super busy. And the added complexity of people wanting to get close to take pictures.
Sick.
And so all these like speed boats and jet skis and pontoon boats are coming up close. Everybody's waving, taking pictures, which was cool for them, I'm sure. And kind of cool for me. I felt like a celebrity, but it was creating so much wake that like, it was really hard for us to take off. So we get going, we're bouncing. We had to abort and then we start over again. So it took a while, but we finally found a smooth patch, took off. Flew all over Lake Travis, flew to Pace Bend Park, docked there. It was just freaking incredible, man. It was just, you know, I've told you some of the additional details off air, but it was just such a cool experience, man. And Sam is such a real dude. Like the guy we talked to on the podcast was exactly who he was in real life. And that was special. I'm excited for him to drop his new album mid-May. He's going to be traveling a bunch, but we're going to definitely make sure we meet up with him.
100%.
Soon.
I saw, you know, he just today released a bunch of like new merch for it and I've been lucky enough to chat with him through text and some voice chats back and forth ever since y'all's plane ride. And yeah, I think you nailed it on the head there. It's like, he's the same exact guy that when he was sitting in this chair right here that he is out in the real world, and that mm-hmm. speaks a lot to his character, especially someone who does have some fame and
for sure.
and has a career that's out of our realm, you know. So yeah. That's really cool to hear.
Yeah.
But besides that, what else has been going on?
Last thing on that, the coolest thing, someone the next day sent me a link and said, I think this is you. And apparently we made it onto Reddit, on the Austin's
no
Reddit.
Way.
So yeah, someone wrote like Seaplane at Hula Hut NBD, and there's like 100+ comments of people coming. And then finally someone wrote, yeah, this is Sam Riggs's plane. And then there's all sorts of threads about Sam Riggs on there too. So
no
yeah,
way.
get on Reddit and
check out
Seaplane. Search Seaplane from this past weekend. But yeah, so other than that, it's crazy.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Okay, that's cool.
Other than that, man, just riding a high this week. Today I had 4 really awesome calls, and it kind of segues us into like what the future of Guy Talk is going to look like post pandemic. Really excited because we're
it's a big
we're
week for Guy Talk.
Big
though.
Week.
Even before the calls today, we had some really big stuff.
A lot of
down.
Attention from sponsors. So that was one of our calls today. It was one of our sponsors partners that we're working things out with. Second call was with the team behind this lodge that we're looking to lock in for our Guy Talk end of summer camp.
Ooh-wee.
End of September 23rd through 26th. We are so close to finalizing.
Right?
Yeah. Oh yeah. 150 bunk beds.
Oh,
so room to grow.
Sleep on a different one every
room
night,
for the
baby.
Crew. Exactly.
Let's go.
So had that conversation. We're very close to locking that one in. Had a call with a financial advisor buddy of mine who's interested in doing like personal finance workshops for some of the guys.
Good.
Cause that's something guys have expressed interest in. And then had a call with my buddy Adam Powers in the Midwest, who's helping us plan our quarterly adventure retreats that we're going to be going on starting next year for those of us who choose to do so. So
Ooh.
4 freaking amazing calls today. I'm charged up. I'm the director of hype for tonight.
Let's go. Dude, well, I appreciate
yeah,
it.
Man.
I love
yeah.
that. And I can feel the energy, and it's giving me a little bit more life over here, which is good.
Good, man. Well, how about you, dude? So what's your week looking like? I know it's crazy at work.
Week was a good week, and it's funny. I was kind of thinking in my head as I was driving here to the studio tonight, like, you know, my energy is definitely not at its peak by any means, but it was a great week, man. I really love the end of the quarter grind when it comes to sales, and I know I'm sure there's some listeners out there that are in sales, whether it's outside, inside, tech, whatever industry you're in, and we all treat it differently. And for me, I love it because that pace is really fast. Everything is like now, like we got to run this. And so I really love that. I think the thing that I still struggle with personally is I put a lot of pressure on myself because I am overly competitive. And right now, yes, like I was sharing with you before we started, is I'm at 99% of my goal.
Yeah.
But in my head, that's a loser.
Stings
like,
a little, doesn't
I'm
it?
I'm like, that's not a winner. That's second place. Like I want the 100% mark. And so there's still time to do it, and there's some things that could fall into place Monday and Tuesday when they go through some stuff that can bump it up to that 1%, you know, and get my overall goal. But for me, I've been struggling with that today because I put a lot of heart and soul into what I do and in you know my day life and my work life, and so you know that's kind of been weighing on me a little bit today. But this week overall was good. I got in a lot of workouts. I've bumped up boxing back to 100%. I think I'd kind of with just one with work was in a little bit of a funk a couple months back and kind of slowed down with boxing and then just life sometimes get at you. And then I traveled to Montana and I was traveling home at one
point.
Throws
routine off a little.
My mom was here. Like just the routine kind of got out of whack. And it's funny, I went to boxing on Tuesday and Coach Randy pulled me aside and was like, hey man, like you need to step this up. Like if you're gonna do this, like you need to start coming more. He's like, you need to start sparring at night. And so like I got headgear coming in, like mouthpiece, like it's about to be official. So going in the morning, really excited for that.
Nice.
It's been a good week.
Nice.
It felt good to get back into that rhythm.
And
so I went today and yesterday by myself just to train on the bags to kind of catch myself up to speed because I trained on Tuesday with the guys and I was like, man, I felt a little out, you know, a little behind. And it also, it's crazy when Dave, who's 69 years old, British guy, is over there just whipping ass and taking names.
I've seen him. That guy is nuts.
I'm like, damn, dude, I got a long way to go. But
yep. I was gonna say your chest is looking good, man.
Thanks,
you didn't skip chest day.
No. And strength challenge is still going.
Oh,
so
yeah, I forgot about
just
that.
Just because I'm sipping a little beverage, it is only 100 calories. So
notice I'm over here zero calorie water because I care about my body and I invest in tomorrow.
Oh, whatever. I'm still winning that $800. but it's been a good week. Dog's good. Family's good, health is good. Had a really good date on Monday. which was kind of nice. Something new there. But yeah, I can't complain. Life is good. I'm just a little tired and ready for the weekend and excited to kind of recharge the batteries a little bit. So
that's nice, man.
Thanks for checking in on me, man.
Yeah, absolutely. It kind of reminds me of what Sam talked about last week is like the ups and downs of life. It's always going to happen, right?
Yeah.
I know I've been guilty in the past of thinking like life should always be kind of up. You know, I was always disappointed when the downs come. Well, it's like, guess what? Like, we all deal with the ups and downs. So I love that you acknowledge the downs, but you also acknowledge all the ups. You're grateful for all the things that are going right. Because a lot's going right now.
Yeah, lots going right. Super grateful. I mean, I could be down and out and be like a little pissy and just, you know, do all this stuff about not hitting the goal and other things, you know, in life that is thrown at us on a daily basis. Mm-hmm. But like, why? You know, maybe it hits you for a couple minutes. And it's funny, actually, earlier today, my mom gave me a call and she was like trying to boost me up, and I just wasn't in that right headspace, and I was a little, my tone was not very nice with her. And it's funny, I was chatting with her on the way over here, and I was like, hey, like, look, I apologize. Like, I was like, at the end of the day, Mom, I was like, you know, I put a lot of pressure on myself. I'm super competitive. I was like, you know, I'm a work athlete. Like, I want to beat everyone. I want to be the best. And, you know, when you called earlier, like, I was in a place where I wasn't the best. So I was like, I acknowledge that, and I apologize. So, you know, you live and you learn. You got to continue to move forward, and you got to look at these negatives as a positive, like we've talked before in other podcasts. Yep. So, I'm good.
Good deal, man. Yeah. Well, you look good, man. I'm glad to have you here, and I appreciate the openness about that. It's, you know, what's our one of our original taglines was stop pretending it's all good.
Yeah.
You know,
you can't pretend it's all good.
And I appreciate that. Neither of us, we never do that.
No.
You know, we're always, there's some things going wrong. There's some things going right.
Yeah.
Life in general is pretty good.
Because what happens if you do pretend it's all good? You know?
Yeah.
The weight gets too heavy and you fold, you know?
Yeah. You start living this like, that's when the fork in the road happens, when the world you're projecting or the life you're projecting versus like the life that's really going on behind the scenes. There's that gap widens. And when that gap starts to widen, man, that's a lot of pressure on you, man.
And
it's no good.
Yep. And I love the analogy when you start to, in my head, when I think like, if I'm just like, all right, everything's all good, I'm just going to, you know, play it off, like whatever, brush this eye, you start to dig a hole.
Yeah.
And eventually you can't get out of that hole.
Yep.
I mean, if you dig it too deep and you don't have someone like yourself sitting across from you, a brother or a best friend or someone like Sean or Calvin or any of these guys to reach down to help pull you out. So it's a dark hole, man.
Yeah, man.
It's a dark hole, and it's hard to get out of there by yourself. So
sure is. Sure is.
You know, so I'm thankful for guys like you and like you said, hey, we don't pretend it's all good.
No.
You know, so listeners out there, if you got stuff going on, man, and you try to pretend, don't pretend. Just throw it out into the universe. Like, get it out.
We've all got shit that we're dealing with. We all got struggles. We all got insecurities and fears and all that good stuff. So, and if you're a listener that's not a member, join us so you can be around guys like us who acknowledge the fact that it's not all good, and we talk openly. So
100%.
What do you say we kick off Mental Health Month with some video submissions from our crew?
Yes.
We want to do more of this, guys. So obviously it's really cool when we have guests come in and want to share their story here with us live. But we also acknowledge that we really want to hear from you guys more. You know, the listeners, our members, Guy Talk members, all across the country, some of you guys all across the world. So keep sending in videos. We freaking love this. So we're going to play. Will's got some videos on his phone. We got four, I think, tonight. We'll field those, and then on future episodes, we'll keep this going. So kick off Mental Health Month by hearing from some of our members.
Boom. All right, let's start it off with our boy Mike out in Colorado. Mike, I always butcher your last name.
Mike Idala. Strongest, like freakiest, strongest dude I've ever met.
Most
in my life.
Flexible guy. Mm-hmm. For a guy his size, guy can do splits, pick people up with one hand. Follow him on Instagram. He's an
Mike, Aidala.
Yeah.
Idala, I think is what it is.
Absolute freak. We'll tag him in the thing. He's a savage. But here's his question.
What's up, Guy Talk? My question is this. How do you know when to break up with a friend? You know, we all outgrow certain relationships, but how do you actually do that with one of your guy friends?
Mm. Mm. Good question.
Great question, Mike. Thanks for submitting that.
Yeah, thank you, Mike from Denver.
You want to go first? You want me to go?
Yeah, no, I'll feel that first. And it's funny, we actually kind of touched on this briefly, not the breaking up part, but drifting a little bit. When we talked about in the episode when Calvin left, we all kind of all of a sudden, like the core group of us four was kind of disrupted. And all of a sudden we all sort of drifted and try to find our own, you know, new place. And I think that's actually super healthy. I think there's a lot of, anytime I hear people talk about like breaking up with a friend, it's almost always like negative connotation. Yeah. Like, you know, like, oh, it's going to be this tough conversation. I would say I've broken up with plenty of friends over the past couple of years, and it hasn't been a negative thing. There's been maybe one I can think of where I had to call a friend out for being like, yo, this to me is unacceptable. What you're doing and how you're living is unacceptable. And like, I can't continue being your friend and being associated with you. I've done that before. And that's tough, and it's confrontational, and it sucks for everybody, but it's what I need to do. But outside of that, I would say I've quasi broken up with plenty of friends, and it wasn't a negative thing. I think it was just a mutual understanding that, hey, this is where I really want to go with my life. And, you know, I know you really want to go this way. And like, let's wish each other best of luck, you know, like still root for each other, cheer for each other. And a great example, it's not a breakup, but our core group, I got really big into mountain biking, camping with this certain group that does all that. And you found Evan and Sean, you guys are playing a bunch of tennis. I think it's been kind of cool, honestly. Yeah. Like, we support each other.
100%.
Like, living our best lives, you know? So I don't think this whole breaking up with a friend has to be a super negative thing that you're either all in or all out. I think it's very healthy to just evolve and support your friends as they go their separate ways.
Exactly. And I'll kind of echo a lot of that too. You know, I think one, like you said, it can be a positive experience. Like, yeah, I've gone through some scenarios where, you know, I've broken up with friends, whether, you know, it's just like, hey man, like, I don't really like the way you're handling situations in your life, or some of the paths you're taking are not roads that I want to take. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I'm not going to support you on those roads. So like, I, you know, or maybe they've done something that I'm just like, hey, like, that's, I'm 100% out.
Yep.
And those conversations are tough, because at that point, like, it is confrontational, and there's not a lot coming back from it. But at the end of the day, like, I always think of it as like growing up. I mean, we're all continuing to grow, no matter if it's mentally, physically, emotionally, spiritually, whatever. We're always growing, right? So like, there's going to be moments in my life where I grow a different way than someone else that I'm really close to. And that's okay, because they're going to grow in a different way. And if that means like I have to take path B and they're taking path A or path C or path D, whatever, that's okay.
Yep.
Like, I'm still going to, like you said, I'm still going to root you on from afar, but like, maybe we're not super tight or close knit or hanging out 24/7, whatever, but I can still support you from afar.
Yep.
And so I agree. I think, you know, but also you have to have that conversation with that friend saying, hey, you know, hey man, like, look, I know, you know, you're really into, you know, this and that. I'm kind of going this way with my life. You know, I just want to let you know, like, please don't be butthurt or offended if I'm not with you all the time anymore or doing all this with you, like, because I'm going this way, you're going that way. It's okay.
Yep.
And if that person has an issue with it, you work it out, or you, at that point, then you do have the breakup, and it might could lead to confrontation. But I'd say 9 out of 10 times, keeping it really positive and just looking at it like, hey man, we're both kicking ass and taking names in life right now. Life's going really fast. I'm growing tremendously. I'm really into this and you're really into that. And that's okay.
Yep.
Like, let's just, you know, when eventually you're going to cross paths again with that person. Especially like living in a city like Austin, you're going to cross paths, you know, with that person again. And that's up to you how you want to handle that. Yep. I think, you know, Mike, that's a great question. I wouldn't call it a breakup. I would call it just a growth pattern.
Yeah.
I would say, hey, like, this is just a pattern in life. Like, this is a moment of growth. I'm going left, you're going right.
Yeah. Exactly. Best of luck to you. Yeah. I'm rooting for you.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
So,
yeah, great question, Mike. Thank you for that.
Great question.
Yep.
On to the next one.
The next one, question 204.
Also, Mike, dope mustache, and shout out to your beanie.
Speaking of mustaches.
Oh.
Mustaches. What's going on up there on that upper lip? That little lip caterpillar. Tell us more.
So, the other night, I was getting ready to just trim this bad boy up. You know, I always have a little scruff, and I had a nice little ginger beard.
Yeah, you had a pretty good beard going.
Yeah, it was good. It wasn't bad. I mean, it was getting hot, so I was going to just trim it out. Okay. And I put, instead of a 3 on there, I put a 1. I know, detrimental. So I was like,
always double check your guards, man.
As soon as I went up, I was like, ah, shit. And I just kind of like sat there for a second in the mirror, and I laughed. And I was like, well, you know what? I hadn't had a mustache in a while. I got all this long hair growing. I said, you know what? It's mustache and flow time.
Yeah.
And so I was like, turn it all up. And it's funny, I was literally, this is before my date on Monday. And so I texted the girl and said, hey, like, you like mustaches? And she was like, I mean, they're cool. Why? I said, cool, because I just shaved one by accident.
She was getting
like,
one.
She was like, dope, can't wait to see you. And I was like, all right, sounds good. So
good for her, too.
Yeah, I got the stamp of approval. I think my family hates it. I sent them a picture, but I don't think they really like it. You know what? Hey, it's okay, mom.
Live your life.
Yeah. You ain't got to like the stash.
That's right.
Because
that's right.
this... red caterpillar ain't going nowhere anytime soon.
Good for you, man.
So thanks for the shout out.
Yeah,
on
you're
the,
welcome.
On the
I think it looks good.
Your beard's looking thick.
It is.
Like, honestly, the thickest it's ever been.
Yeah, it really is. And this side looks real good. So notice I'm facing the camera to that side. The right side is a little patchy right here, real patchy.
It's not
bad. The thicker, the longer I grow it, the more the patch closes up.
I'd say like your left side's like, that's Columbus, Ohio, and your right side's Cleveland.
Yeah, dude, exactly.
It's like you're like a nice Columbus, Ohio boy going to Ohio State, and then boom, Cleveland. Welcome to the hood.
Yep.
Oh, man.
I love you, Ohio.
Let's go. All right, here we go. Next one is coming in from Jesse.
Jesse Ruiz. Just moved back to Austin.
Ooh. What's up, fellas? So there's this one question that has been burning and marinating inside of my head for the past 6 months. So I do like a macro, micro. So where do you see Guy Talk in 1 year? Do you see yourself in 1 year from today? Yeah. Thanks, guys.
Whoa.
Nice.
Love that question.
Yeah, dude, I love Jesse. He went out to the Pacific Northwest for a little while, and the job thing wasn't a good fit for him, so he moved back. The whole time, though, when he was out there, I give him a lot of credit. He's like, Texas and Austin is where my heart is, so I know I'll be back at some point. And it's amazing when you put stuff like that out into the universe, things can happen pretty quick, and he ended up moving back a lot quicker than any of us expected.
Yeah,
so.
And he's... Jesse is like the most what you see, what you get, just nice, genuine. I mean, he literally, it's so funny seeing that video. It makes me feel so happy because like he's smiling during it at the end. He's like, smiles real big. And that's just Jesse. Like, dude, he's always smiling. He's always the first one to come up to you when he sees you and like just ask how you're doing. He's a great guy. So Jesse, dude, we love you.
Yep.
Excuse me. Thanks for sending that question. And Grant, you want to floor this one first?
Yeah, for sure. So a year from now, so that would be... Gosh, we'll call it May 1st of 2021.
2022.
Time's flying. 2022.
It's okay.
Wow. So spring, summer of 2022, Guide Talk is going to be rolling in the in-person events. So my vision, I'm a bit of a futurist, meaning I get really excited about building out the future, you know? And sometimes I neglect my day-to-day, you know, activities, things I need to get done in the day, like eating, things like that, daily activities. But
showering.
So I think this question really gets me excited because this is what I was working on all day today. These four calls I had today all tie into this. So it's going to be events in three different categories in my head. It's one, we're going to have this annual really, really awesome kind of flagship annual meetup of guys here in Austin. So this is going to be our end of summer camp where guys come down end of September from fly in from all over the place. This is where we stay in bunk beds. You know, it's just kind of us. We know we can look forward to this every single year, getting all the guys together and really connecting in person on a deeper level. A lot of really cool breakouts, things like that. More details to be announced soon. So that's the end of summer camp once a year. I want to see adventure retreats with smaller groups, probably 10 to 15 max each quarter, if not more often. But I'm working with our boy Adam Powers to plan out these four adventure retreats. It's looking like we originally were going to do the first one in January, but now we talked today, we're actually going to try to do the first one in November of this year. So we're trying to accelerate things a little and then start doing these things quarterly for those of us who want to get out and seek a little more adventure, because I feel like a lot of us, frankly, we need more adventure. We need more nature in our life.
We need more nature, need more adventure. And being in nature, and especially in some environments where you're a little bit uncomfortable, is where... where you really start finding yourself.
Yeah, like, and you talked about it really well on the podcast with Sam last week about your trip to Glacier and how mentally, you know, doing hard things like that out in nature is like you said something about like you can't beat the mountain. You can't win.
Yeah, when I was out in that mountain and climbing up, especially that second day in the snowstorm, you can't win. Like I realized really quick, like I can try to push harder in my head. I can try to physically be like just stronger than anything, but you're not going to win. That mountain's going to win every single time.
Yeah.
And I so love it just, that. It really was refreshing. Honestly, I was like, wow, this is like the kind of the kick in the ass I needed too. Like it was good.
Yeah. And that's what we're trying to provide, trying to make more accessible for 10 to 15 of our guys each quarter. Obviously we can rotate through who goes and, you know, it's first come first serve, but it'd be really neat. We're gonna do some really cool things. So that's the second category is these quarterly adventure retreats.
Yep.
Third category is more on the local level. We really wanna get focused on building out the chapters again. You know, that's something we started to talk about pre-COVID and then everything, you know, went to hell on that plan. And now we're getting back to it. So we'll obviously have the Austin chapter will always be our flagship chapter, looking at Michigan, probably Ohio, Boston, Denver. I think we got a decent amount of guys out in Denver, and I want to grow it from there. So we're talking local meetups, informal things, paintball, top golf, things like that, just to bring guys together in your local neighborhoods, ideally with one or two chapter leaders that run the show. That's really the big vision there. And then, of course, there's always going to be the online community component to it. That's sort of the landing place for everybody. Every new member comes in, they know they have this online community to connect with all of us in between all of these in-person meetups. So really, really excited about what things look like. Even a month from now, 6 months, a year from now, it's going to be very, very fun. Very
love
cool.
That. Yeah. Love that. And the second part of that question, though, is where do you see yourself?
Ooh.
Now.
Running all of that full time, full time.
Let's go.
Yeah, going on every single quarterly adventure. This is what I truly feel like I was called to do. So, you know, back in January 2019, when I had the depression, suicidal thoughts, I remember the weight of that because, like I mentioned earlier, when you're living a life that is so far from reality, you know, I was projecting this glamorous life of a remote, you know, self-employed guy on Instagram. But behind the scenes, I was struggling so hard. The weight of that was too much for me to take at that point where, you know, I felt like I couldn't keep, you know, I was trying to keep it, pretend it was all good at that point. So once I opened up about my struggles, that weight was gone. You know, it was lifted. It was like, ah, finally I can breathe again. I shared what I'm going through with my best friend. I'm not kidding you. Almost immediately, I broke down and cried, and I felt a new kind of weight put on my shoulders, and that felt like the calling to help other guys from getting to that point again in their life. You know, it's all of a sudden like, oh my gosh, like I was able to get out of this. Other guys aren't going to be as lucky. And so I want to create a path forward for guys where they don't have to get to that dark place all alone and feel like they can't talk to anybody about it. And so I truly feel like the path I'm on right now, building out Guy Talk, doing these events and retreats and the conversations we're leading with these guys, you know, promoting and normalizing men's mental health, it's my calling in life, you know? And so a year from now, I see myself wholeheartedly being in the thick of it, living my purpose, living my passion and my calling in life.
Love it. And you're going to do that.
Yeah, I mean, it's happening. It's happening.
It's 100%. It's already behind the scenes.
Already
in
motion. Yeah, no, I've talked openly about this. I've already talked to my boss and I said, look, man, I love you and I really enjoy the work we do. But my heart's calling me towards Guy Talk. And he was shocked at first, but man, he's such a supportive guy. He said, I get it. He's like, I know how important this is to you. So let's figure out what that looks like. So
That's amazing, man.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, I'm excited.
Yeah,
I'm
man. Excited. How about you? What do you see a year from now?
Year from now, well, I was gonna say with Guy Talk, just echoing everything you said. I mean, in person, that's where we thrive. That's where Guy Talk is truly beautiful. Is the in-person events, the hangouts, the brunches, the meetups, the fitness, the sweat, like the grittiness of Guy Talk that's my favorite, man.
Yep.
So I definitely see some retreats, some adventures, some fitness events with sponsors, like some big things next year. Maybe another sweat crawl. Not even maybe. Fuck yeah,
we're
sweat
definitely
crawl.
Doing more sweat,
sweat crawls. Like those are so much fun.
I'm getting like chills. I'm so pumped right now. Yeah, these events.
More events at some of the bars, nicer bars that we've done stuff at with like the note cards and just all these things that I see in the future for Guy Talk again and then more members, man, more brothers. Yep. Like you know, I think right now we have such a very awesome core amazing group of guys that are in our community and that are just super you know, supporting of the two of us and in this community and this company, but I see it expanding and growing, getting those chapters like you said, the local chapters, like, you know, there's so many guys out there that that can use this and you know, be a part of this community and need friends, need other guy friends, man.
Talk about the real shit.
Skip that you know, that small talk bullshit and talk about the real stuff. So definitely see that. So very excited for all that. Podcasts, bigger guests. I mean, in a year, I plan on us being up there, man.
Matthew McConaughey is like, I already just picture him. He's going to be in this chair, man.
Dude, everybody, I've had so many people say too, like, I sound like him. So I'm excited to.
Maybe it'd just be you next to me in this chair.
All right. Yeah, you know,
this
Mississippi
sounds pretty good.
Accent.
Yep.
So I see that. And then for me personally, a year from now, I mean, I definitely see myself further in my career, definitely leveling up in my career, whether it's with the same company or it's with another company, but at a higher position, hopefully at a leadership position. You know, I definitely want to be in that sort of role with whatever I'm doing in my career. I miss my coaching career. Mm-hmm. So I think a leadership position on a sales team or a manager position within a sales company, especially in the tech world, would be really awesome to kind of get me back in that realm. So I definitely see that. And then hopefully have my family out here. That's a goal of mine. I would love for Mama Huntington and Sister Huntington, Meg, to get out here. And I definitely think we can get Mama out here. You know, Meg, congrats to her, just landed a sick new job that she's starting in, I think, in like 2 weeks.
Nice.
A huge shout out to her. She's crushing it. So yeah, I would say that. And then, yeah, man, just, I don't know, leveling up with my boys, dude.
Yep.
It's hard to think that far ahead. I know you're more of a futuristic, like thinking in the future guy. And I like to as well, but I'm also kind of like a wake up. I'm like, all right, well, it's Saturday.
I appreciate that about you. I love that I think about the future so much, but it does take away from me just enjoying the moment. You are so good at enjoying the moment, man.
And I kind of wake up and just zip up my pants, put my shoes on, and say, all right, well, you know, today's the day. Let's see what we got going on.
Yep.
But if I could, you know, Jesse, to answer your question, man, if I could look into the future, that's kind of what I'm hoping to see. And those are some goals I've got set. And honestly, I'm just going to, you know, be grateful to be here. So, that's going to be the biggest goal. It's just, Jesse, I want to be here in a year, brother.
just hoping to be here.
So we appreciate you submitting that video.
Good question, Jesse.
That's a great question. Let's move on. Our next one. This guy has a beautiful accent.
Oh yeah,
lives half his time on a sick yacht. Traveling,
probably more than half his time.
Traveling the world, right?
Traveling. Yeah, I don't even know. He's been all over the place, living, working on a yacht from South Africa.
Yeah, I was gonna say South Africa. Just this guy, Manny. Shout out to you. Here we go,
love
baby.
This guy.
Good morning, gang. It is 5:45. In the AM, and welcome to Fort Lauderdale Airport. Everybody around me thinks I'm influencing, but I'm actually just sending you a message. I hope you can hear me well. So thanks, Will, for getting me on the podcast. And the question, I have two questions that I've been kicking around in my head recently. One of them is about, comparison and self-esteem and stuff. And, you know, we know that the Stoics tell us that comparison is the thief of joy. But in the modern world that we live in, it's kind of very hard to not compare yourself to other things, to other people, and where they are. And I just want to know how you guys deal with that. I read another great quote by Jordan Peterson is, compare yourself to who you are today, not to who somebody else. Sorry, compare yourself to who you were yesterday, not to who somebody else is today. But I still think it's a very difficult thing for us to do, to not compare ourselves. So I wanted to know how you guys dealt with that, dealt with comparison, and how you guys move through it and move forward with that. The next question I had, I can't remember now. So we'll lead with that one, and I'll send you another one in a little bit once I get to LA. Have a great day, guys. Thanks for having me on the podcast. Cheers.
Cheers.
Thank you, man. Cheers, Manny. We love you, buddy. And we definitely, one of these adventures is definitely going to be down in Florida. So definitely pay him a visit while we're down there. That's
absolutely
where he's at.
And I think I've been chatting with him a lot. I think he's going to come to Austin soon.
Really? Nice.
Yeah, he needs some guy time. He wants to get out here to Austin. And he actually, I think, is putting in some PTO. Manny, this comes out next, this will be out on Thursday next week, so correct me if I'm wrong, but I think he's trying to come pretty soon.
Really? So, like in May, maybe?
Yeah, sometime this month.
No kidding. All right.
So
I love that
really
you're
awesome,
chatting
man.
With him. Yeah, I haven't chatted with him much lately, but him and I got pretty close last year, so cool. Why don't you go first, man? Comparison.
So, Manny, first off, great question, man. I think this is a very easy thing to do in today's world, okay? Because we have social media, you have Instagram. You have Twitter, you have Facebook, all these social media platforms that are out there. And it's very, very, very easy to wake up in the morning, pull it up, lay in bed, scroll through, or at night on a Thursday, on a Friday, and you start watching those things called stories. And you're looking through someone's story or you're looking at someone's picture and there's a lot of things out there that people post about their life and that aren't real, but it looks real. Or maybe it is really real and it's like so far off though from what you are doing with your life, it can make you compare yourself to that and it can really mess with your head. And Manny, I'm glad you asked this because this is something that I used to do a lot when I lived in Louisiana and I was in my tennis career because I didn't really have a life. And when I say that, I had a life, but it was revolved around tennis. And I didn't have a life as in the sense of a social life with people our age, getting to go out and travel a lot and do all that, you know, all the stuff that a lot of times people in their, you know, their young to mid-20s do. I didn't do that just because I was, you know, it was 8:30 at night. I'm freaking just got done teaching 10 hours of tennis and running around on courts all day with adults and kids. I was exhausted, but I would live through people and I always compare myself to them. Like I would compare my, like, oh man, that guy's, you know, getting to go do this and he's with these guys. Man, look, he's like, look, his life looks dope and, you know, blah, blah, and I'm over here, you know, doing this thing. And realistically, like, I had a great life. I had a great career. And I had to kind of just finally one day just say, well, you know what? Hey, this, you're being stupid. Like, this is fucking dumb. Like, look yourself in the mirror. Like, you're awesome. Like, you got a lot going for you. Like, you're doing well. Like, quit comparing yourself. And so, you know, I'd say to answer that question, I guess, Manny, it's not an easy thing to do. But it also takes a lot of self-confidence. You got to be able to wake up every single day and look in the mirror and be like, hey, you know what? I'm happy with where I'm at. I'm doing the very best I can every single day. And if I can walk away at the end of the day, when that clock hits 5 o'clock and I leave work, you know, I can tell myself, hey, Will, I put it all on the line. I did the best I can. I'm happy with myself. The next day I wake up, work's going to be there. Same thing at the end of the night. When I finish my full day of the gym and being with my dog and with my friends or whatever, like, as long as I can look myself in the mirror and be confident and say, hey, I'm Will Huntington. I had a great day. I am doing, you know, I love my life. I love myself. Like Tanner told, you know, talked about in one of our podcast episodes of loving yourself. If you could truly love yourself, you don't need to fucking compare yourself to anybody at all. And I feel like I'm at that point in my life where like I can look through Instagram, I can look through TikTok, all these social medias. And I mean, yeah, there's some times where I'm looking at people, I'm like, damn, that looks really cool. But like, I don't compare myself because I'm like, you know what? I'm Will Huntington. This is who I am. Like, I am confident in the person I am becoming and the man that I am. And you know what? If someone else is doing something really cool, then you know what? I gotta figure out a way to get myself to that point to do something really cool.
Yeah.
Like, it is what it is.
Yeah.
Like, there's no, yeah, you can't. Otherwise, it'll eat you up. It'll really eat you
cycle.
Up.
Yeah. Yeah. So, yeah, that's a good response. And I echo all of that. I think when I'm feeling my best and I'm like the best version of Grant, then I jump on Instagram, tabbing through stories, and I'm getting inspiration. I'm not comparing. Yeah. It's not comparison. It's inspiration at that point. It's
yeah, like,
damn, that's an awesome thing. I love that, you know. And a way for me to kind of trigger that thought in my head is I say, good for them. And I talked about this on a past podcast where I used to get so jealous over just about everything. I used to obsess over like comparing myself to especially other guys. One of them being I would never wear shorts because I was so embarrassed. I got skinny little calves. If you're on YouTube here, let's see. Oh yeah, look at that flexibility. My calves can't really build the calves up. I've tried everything.
Don't worry,
can't build the calves up.
Have you seen mine?
Are they good?
They're called Huntington calves. They don't grow.
Yeah. Okay. So same here. Just, and you're over there wearing pants. I can't see them.
Yeah.
I used to only wear pants because I was so ashamed, embarrassed of my calves. It's like if anybody's watched Entourage, the TV show, Johnny Drama, there's a whole episode about him wanting to get calf implants. Like, I obsessed that much. This is like high school and college. I was just so ashamed of the fact that I couldn't build calves. And at some point I realized, like, you know what? I've tried everything. You know, I'm doing the best I can and my calves are never going to look like that. And then all of a sudden, once you like accept that I am who I am, you know, I'm doing the best in my own lane and that's their lane, you know, good for them, good genetics, good workout routine, whatever. It's like, it's a huge weight off your shoulders. It's liberating to be like, you know what? I'm in my own lane and that feels really good. But that's kind of the idealistic best version of myself is when I'm feeling that way. And a lot of times I spend my time there. But in reality, I know a lot of times I'm feeling down, insecure, not very confident, about a rough day. And what do we do when we're bored or feeling down? We have that impulse to pick up our phone, scroll Instagram, right? Yep. And that's probably like the worst time possible to get on Instagram, right? So what do? I delete Instagram off my phone daily, like regularly. You know this. I've actually even like completely deleted off my phone for months at a time over the past year. And that feels really good. You know, it removes that comparison. All of a sudden, you're forced to be present, which feels really good. You're not seeing people's highlight reels on there. So, yeah, if you're feeling down, I encourage you to take a little detox from social media. It feels really good.
Take a detox. And so, Manny, and, you know, just maybe for you, my man, if that's something that's, you know, eating at you, dude, like Grant said, just take a little detox from it, you know. And listeners out there, if you're struggling with comparison, you know, comparing yourself to others and to other situations and just different things, like, you know, just take a detox. I like that. I like that saying. So
take a detox and go live your best life. Don't, you know, like, I think that's when I felt my worst is when I'm realizing like they're living up to their potential, but I'm not living up to mine. Well, go live up to your potential then. Yeah. You know, it's really hard to feel insecure if you're living up to your own potential. So go do it. Go crush it.
I'm all about it. So last one, want to wrap it up with one
Let's
more.
Let's do it.
This one comes from our boy Cameron Ahouse.
Cameron Ahouse, the shirtless man.
The shirtless man. But viewers and listeners, if you're watching this on YouTube, because the videos will be up on YouTube with the podcast, sorry for our Spotify and Apple listeners out there. You won't be able to see it. Usually he's shirtless. Dun, dun, dun. But tonight.
Bummer. He's wearing a shirt.
He's wearing a shirt, dude. He's wearing a shirt.
Why
so
is he doing that?
Coming from our boy Cam.
What's going on, guys? First, just want to say again, thank you for introducing me and let me be part of Guy Talk. It just means a lot. It's totally changed my life over the last, you know, year and a half. Second, I'm excited to get down to Austin. Can't wait to see you guys.
Let's go, baby.
Third, my question for you is, what is a phrase that you think of when you're facing difficult times?
That's a good one. And Cameron, I just want to say to this to you, man, like, it's been an honor to build a friendship and call you a brother and a friend and just, you know, family from afar for like the last year and a half, because I have truly gotten to see that guy grow. Like, that guy has changed and grown so much from the first day I met him at our sweat crawl.
That was October 2019.
Which is crazy to think. The guy was built like a Greek god.
Yep. I was intimidated. I was
super intimidated.
Yeah.
I was very intimidated and just such a nice, just genuine dude. And just to see him come out of his shell in so many ways that you know, him and I have chatted, I love that guy. And it's funny. He now FaceTimes me randomly and calls me. Let's go. That was one of our big goals. Like, Cameron reaching out to people.
So
shout out to you, Cam, man, for really changing that. And dude, you're a light in this world, brother. And you're also got to be one of the best looking dudes out there. Ladies, I think he's single.
But that doesn't define you, Cam. If you ever want to just get fat and sassy, go for it, man. We still love you.
Keep your shirt on, though. Just mess it. Do you want to take this?
My favorite one right now is, and this always changes depending on kind of the season of life. And to backtrack, Cam, echo everything Will said. I remember the first time I met you at the sweat crawl, his girlfriend at the time was there because she was representing one of the sponsors. And I remember chatting with her. We were like after the sweat crawl, me and her just on one side of the gym, just chatting about, I don't even know what, probably the event. And all of a sudden I see this shirtless shadow just walk up beside me. I was like, oh God, I knew they were dating. And I was like, oh God, like he's thinking I'm hitting on his girlfriend and everything. I was so afraid and just like intimidated. And he ends up being like the nicest guy in the world. I give you a ton of credit, Cam, for physically doing, having the discipline to be the way you are. But now just mentally and emotionally, just keeping it real, just raw on your Instagram, sharing what you're struggling with.
Yeah.
You are inspiring a lot of people, man. So keep that up.
Big time.
Okay. So for me, short and sweet is keep going. And I got that from Mike Posner when he was doing the walk across America. He was always hooting and hollering that. He got bit by a rattlesnake, had to shut down the walk for a couple weeks. But he kept using the hashtag, just keep going, keep going.
I like that.
And that really just sticks with me. And it ties into suicide prevention, but also just like when you're feeling low energy like you were today. Just keep going, baby. You know,
just keep going.
Tomorrow's another day.
I like that. I'm struggling between two, but I think one, and I think I'm going to go with it because I've just, it's been one I've used for many, many years now, probably close to a decade. But it's it can relate to sports, it can relate to life, but our champions are made while no one's watching. And it's what you do behind the scenes. And so for me, like, you know, whether it's work, whether it's friendships, relationships, just life in general, it's like, hey, man, like, you know, the best version of yourself is always going to be made when no one else is around. So it's that core, the champions are made while no one's watching. I'd say that's kind of like my mantra or my motto or whatever, you know, that I live by when I come to a situation that is tough. to dig myself out of it. But I the other one would be Full Send.
Full Send, baby.
just gonna send it.
Yep, like, that sticker on the back of my Jeep right now. Just gonna send it.
I think the Full Send is also one that is a great one to live by too. Like, dude, if you get into a situation that like is uncomfortable or you're going through something, you know what? Hey, just Full Send it. Like,
yep.
change your mindset, Full Send. Go.
Yep. Yep. I love it. One of our members this week actually posted a thing on our mental health channel on the online community and said, like, guys, I'm really struggling. Like, I'm just in this rut, not working out, you know, all this stuff that we've all been there before, right? You get in this down spot. It's really easy to just keep sitting your ass on the couch when you get there and just feel sorry for yourself. And my response was like, he's like, what do you guys do to get back on the horse? And I was like, you just have to take massive action. You have to Full Send it. Yep. You know, you have to, if you have to yell out loud like Zach Sagay does and just say, enough, you know, and just say, I'm going to the gym or I'm going to go move my body right now.
Yep.
Sometimes that's all it takes. You just got to Full Send it, turn the momentum around 180.
Yep, 100%. So, well, guys, a couple of things before we wrap up. So first off, thanks, you know, to the four Guy Talk members that sent in some videos. Can't wait to share those on the YouTube and just, you know, we just really appreciate your support and you guys send those in. But the month of May, it's Mental Health Awareness Month, and we're doing a challenge, and I would love to invite
Let's go.
Our listeners, girls, guys, grandmamas, grandpas,
members, non-members,
anybody that's listening. So starting tomorrow, it's Friday here in the studio. Tomorrow will be May 1st. We are going to do 100 push-ups and 100 squats a day, every day, for the entire month of May. And then every Sunday, if you're up for it, wherever you're at, whether you're in Austin, if you're in Austin, check out, you can find me on Instagram at good_will_Huntington, or it'll be on the Guy Talk Instagram as well. I'm going to be doing the Murph every Sunday.
Savage.
I really want to push myself this month in a lot of different ways, and this is going to be kind of one of those good kick in the ass moments. But we're doing it for a call, you know, a great cause. And honestly, I think pushing myself to this limit on Sundays is going to help me mentally. So I'm hoping that, you know, some of our listeners and members out there, if you guys want to join, wherever you're at, if you're in Boston, sweet, do it. If you're, you know, in Austin, do it, wherever. But every Sunday we're going to meet up, do the Murph. I'll let guys know ahead of time, girls ahead of time, whoever wants to join. But the Murph is a 1 mile run followed by 100 pull-ups, 200 push-ups, 300 squats, and another mile. But you know what? What's fun about it is we can also break it into like teams. We can break it down into different reps. We can, you know, modify things for others that, you know, if you can't, you're like, holy crap, man, I can't even do, you know, 10 push-ups. You know what? We'll figure something else out. We'll make it, you know, a modified Murph. But going to be doing that every Sunday. So, you know, it's going to be fun. And then also, lastly, I think, you know, like you did today, you checked in on me. This month of May, like, let's make it a habit. You know, Grant, you and I, let's make a pact. Check on each other every day.
Yep.
Check on the boys every day. Check on our members. But also, like, listeners out there, check on yourself and check on your friends and family in this month of May. Let's make that a habit and roll that into, you know, to June and July.
I love that, man. Yeah, and guys, mental health means so much to so many people, right? And it takes a lot of different forms. For me, I've gone to a therapist for the past 2 years. That's what I definitely needed in my past. Some people need medication. Some people need community and friendship. Some people need to just work and sweat it out, right? So whatever that looks like for you, don't feel any shame around whatever it is you need to feel your best mentally. We're here to support you through it. One of our favorite ways to do it is by getting together, moving our bodies, sweating together, and talking openly all at the same time. So that's what Will just talked about. Join us, whether you're in Austin or not. We would love to have you join us. 100 push-ups a day, 100 air squats a day, and for the savages of the group, a Murph every single Sunday. So
let's go.
Until next time, guys, check in on yourself, check in on your crew. This is Guy Talk Radio, and we're out.
Much love, guys. Peace.